Fastel Center in the 016 Founders Lounge. It's a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They've earned the reputation for doing the job right. The first time, he is affectionately known as the dog around the locker room. It's Ben Saunderson, your game-winning goal scorer tonight. Biggest goal you've ever scored in your life? Hang on.
I'm here last.
I know you are. Put the quarter in, yeah.
Thank you.
Biggest goal you've ever scored?
Yeah, probably. There's not too many of them, so that's probably out there.
A lot more this year than you'd had previously. You found your offensive game. What was the play like? Describe what happened there in that winning goal for us.
I just saw Trev going down the far side and thought I could jump up with my last burst of energy there. And he made a nice play, and yeah, went in.
Yeah, you had an assist on the goal for Fraser Minton. That was a big play, too, because Formanek, who's a pesty guy, tough to play against, you're able to sweep it away, and all of a sudden you send away Minton on a 2-on-0. You guys needed to be able to have things like that happen for you tonight.
Yeah, we knew they were going to push back, and being physical, especially in my game, was something that I thought I could bring more of. So plays like that, definitely, and then resulting in a goal is obviously nice, but I think just stay physical.
Adam?
Yeah, just the importance maybe in overtime of not playing to lose, right? Like not sitting back and jumping up in the play, doing what you did there.
Yeah, I think my and our team's thought process was just another period. So just play how we normally would, and yeah, I saw an opening and tried to make a nice play.
What's the messaging from, I mean, your team? You get 49 shots on net, and it just seems like it might be one of their goalies' night, or they're going to goalie you guys, but just the messaging of maybe staying with it and not letting them get in your guys' heads.
Yeah, to be honest, I didn't think our start was what we wanted. We knew they were going to push back, and I didn't think we were the best, but pretty mature group in that locker room, and we were able to get desperate and find a way to win. Props to their goalie, played amazing. Those nights happen where it just doesn't seem to be going in, but at the end of the day, we got the job done.
Brendan was talking about desperation and needing it to be more for 60 minutes or as much of 60 minutes as you can. How difficult is it to do that night after night after night in a playoff pressure cooker like this becomes?
Yeah, it's definitely not easy. It's a lot of games against the same team, so it gets pretty taxing on your body, but honestly, just playoff hockey, we all love what we do, so get out there and do it.
How nice is it to hold serve, be up 2-0 now heading on the road?
It's definitely good, especially that we've lost game one quite a few times, so definitely feels good to be up 2, but it's far from over.
Yeah, so. You're absolutely right on that. But Ben, congratulations. You made it 2-0 with a huge goal. Thanks, all the best to you moving forward.
Thanks,
Ben Saunderson of the Saskatoon Blades, your first star.